The following interview was first aired on TBC Radio in Kingston, Jamaica. For more information on this and other interviews, please visit the Facebook page Connect Pray Act or send an email to connect.pray.act@gmail.com.
Quinton, as a U.S. missionary here in Kingston, Jamaica, what did you think when you saw that multicolored flag raised over the U.S. Embassy?
As a missionary here, I literally had to hang my head down low, and I was ashamed of what my country was trying to do to Jamaica, trying to push their agenda upon a country who's fighting to be righteous before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Well, listeners, I'm not flagging this, but I need to make a response in light of comments that have been made by the Gleaner, by the public, by opposition MPs about this flag flying situation. The flag is still up, and it's important to be informed and not to have a mere emotional response to the incident. Yes, it was a tragic occurrence. We must not lose sight of that. But the raising of the multicolor flag goes beyond a memorial of those who died. And I'm not calling it a rainbow flag. God's rainbow has 7 colors. The one up there has 6. I'm saying a multicolored flag. First of all, the U.S. Embassy is on Jamaican soil. It is in Jamaica. It's not in the USA. You can see it and you can touch it here in Kingston, Jamaica. And the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, 1961, grants diplomatic missions certain privileges, and one of them being that the persons from the host nation, Jamaica, cannot enter the premises of the guest nation, the USA in this context, without permission from the head of mission of the U.S. Embassy. Article 22 of the convention says the premises are to be inviolable. It's about courtesy and respect for your guests. That's normal. And also the receiving state, Jamaica, is to protect the premises from intrusion or damage. But the idea that the concrete building at 142 Old Hope Road is America is not true. That would require us to suspend our belief of reality. Secondly, establishing diplomatic relations is by mutual consent. There's no right to legation. There's no right to send in diplomatic representation. It's a demonstration of goodwill between nations, an expression of intent to engage and build friendly relations. The purpose is to build friendly relations. That's what Article 3 in the convention talks about. So you ought not to do things that will provoke your neighbor. That's normal, right? If people want to remain friendly, huh? Then the Gleaner editorial yesterday asserts that the U.S. Embassy has, and I quote, absolute right to fly rainbow flag, end of quote. Well, that's false. They have no such right. It doesn't exist. Article 20 of the Vienna Convention says a mission has a right to use a flag and emblem of the state. That is a U.S. flag, stars and stripes. That does not mean the LGBT flag. Is LGBT a state of the USA? Is it a nation? Is it a nationality? Are they members of the UN? There's nothing in the international convention that covers the hoisting of that multicolor flag over the embassy. And by the way, do you know the history of that flag? You can check online sites, and I'm posting it to Facebook page, says that Gilbert Baker, the man who created the flag, described his reasoning for using the image that is invoked in Genesis as a symbol of the covenant God formed with man. And let me quote what they say about him, or what he says. The rainbow came to mind almost instantly as an obvious expression of diversity and acceptance. The rainbow is a part of nature, and you have to be in the right place to see it. It's beautiful, all of the colors, even the colors that you can't see. That really fits us as a people because we are all of the colors. Our sexuality is all of the colors. We are all the genders, races, and ages. End of quote. That was in 1978 when Baker was commissioned by the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Pride Parade to come up with something that could represent the community and be used annually. So, listeners, Jamaican Christians, are you okay with that? That hijacking of God's symbol for man, God's rainbow that represents his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his love and long-suffering, and a reminder of his promises that are true and faithful. The true rainbow will never represent, nor can it ever celebrate any sinful behavior. Now, that was back in 1978. Think about all that LGBT activism has come to since. All the changes in medicine, in law, in media, in culture, in business. Let us be clear about what it was signified by raising into the Jamaican airspace that LGBT symbol. Jamaica, who has been falsely portrayed in pro-LGBT media as the most homophobic place on earth, the place where court cases and joint select committees have been initiated seeking to repeal family protecting laws, Jamaica, where corrupt, sneaky education is targeting our vulnerable children, where big business is getting behind the Respect Jamaica truck. Understand that this is the same U.S. embassy that planned a secret visit of special envoys without telling our government, and whose political affairs officers apologized on this very program one last year ago for the diplomatic faux pas of not letting the Office of the Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs know about Mr. Randy Berry's visit. The same U.S. embassy who is partnering with Respect Jamaica, the Gleaner, and UNICEF to fund a nationwide long-term youth advocacy program to teach our young people about non-existent sexual rights, to turn them against their parents and adults and the rest of society. That same U.S. embassy in Kingston. And what they're doing is not about mourning the deaths and wounding of innocent persons, their own citizens. The U.S. government is making a political statement of showing support to a political movement that advances risky behaviors that are a public health crisis. Just look at the U.N. political declaration to tackle HIV/AIDS, the latest iteration that was agreed last week. The U.S. embassy is in our airspace supporting an agenda that suppresses truth, that censors free speech, that intimidates, that provokes, that distorts the meaning of words, that targets our children, that unjustly fires people for their jobs, that shuts down business and livelihood. It represents an ideology of imposing gender confusion neurosis as normal. That flag is a symbol of defiance in the face of God, of man exalting flesh and arrogant pride over God's authority, name, and glory. So when the Secretary of State of the U.S., John Kerry, says that LGBT so-called rights is the heart and conscience of U.S. diplomacy, then the U.S. Embassy is doing its job of exploiting any and every opportunity to push their agenda. The U.S. government has no shame in exploiting the death of their own citizens to force in Jamaica its ideology of sexual anarchy. The shame is on them. And is that friendly and neighborly to build good relations with your host nation? What Mrs. Malahu Fort did was to stand for righteousness. So God bless her, strengthen her, encourage her against the assailing attacks from all quarters, and enable her to continue to stand for righteousness. So what are we going to do, Jamaican church? Please don't allow yourself to be deluded and gobble up the propaganda. Examine, investigate, and think. Could this be 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12 to 15? The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we pass on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Now, that same Gleaner editorial went on to say that, and I quote, "Neither is there any law in Jamaica that explicitly or implicitly prohibits the rainbow flag or prevents free speech or the expression or preferences or solidarity with any group of persons." Here's my thought, Christians. We've been warned. Expect more, folks. Expect more. Don't think that this matter is over. The envelope is being pushed to see how far they can go and what will be our response. And don't think that you can be silent and live quietly unaffected. It will not happen, not in these days. This agenda brings everything into the public square. Their wedding photographers, human resource officers, firemen, school teachers, doctors, hoteliers, foster parents, and others who were living quiet lives. And then they got affected. So you may not go on air on a radio station, but the Lord will see and know your heart, and he wants to know who is Lord. The issue is very clear. Either you stand for the gospel of Christ or you don't. Either you are for Christ or you're not. There is no fence on which to sit. Either Jesus is Lord and his worldview is your worldview, or it is not. Either you are committed to the truth or lies, choose you this day whom you will serve. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening. Send your comments and questions to connect.pray.act@gmail.com. Visit the Facebook page, Connect Pray Act, for more information.